Grab your muffins and get ready to gasp for some air like Roman Brady on the next Dish and Days.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to an all-new episode
I don't want Matthew to use this on his reel. Tony's not here, so I'm just going to keep cutting you off. So you
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to an all-new episode of Dish and Days where...
Hi, Donna. Hey, Mark. Hi, Betty Jean. I'm doing dramatic readings of the chat room today.
Mark's still drunk from the Daytime Emmy Awards, for those of you who are just tuning in.
Tell everybody what you said to me out there about my... when you went to get me water.
Oh, I asked Mark what he wanted in his water glass. I said, what do you want in your mug? And he said, vodka. He didn't even skip a beat. Like, the question wasn't even out of my mouth.
I was like, don't ask me if you're not going to put in it what I asked for. The liquor store across the street.
He wasn't kidding. I am your host, Matthew Evan Payne, and the loudmouth extraordinaire all the way to my left.
He's on your right. That's just rude. That's rude. You should never say that about JLJ. Hey, Mark J. Freeman here.
And the Barry White sounding handsome man.
Thank you.
I thought you said very white sounding. That's what I heard.
The very white
very
sounding,
white sounding.
Handsome man. You know him, you kind of love him. And by kind of, I mean
tons and bunches.
Tons and bunches.
And lots. L-O-T-T.
Tell tons the fans and bunches who you are. And lots.
I'm back, bitches. It's me, James Lott Jr.
Welcome
I want to hear
back.
For a little bit. I want to hear for a little
She's
bit.
She's going to just crash
See,
our party for
you know,
a little bit.
It's just like, join us. You don't what?
I don't know.
Is that mine? Oh, that's mine.
That's yours.
Oh, that's weird.
You know what's funny? I left my wallet at home. I have no wallet on me. Isn't that crazy?
No wallet.
I did the same thing the other day.
Really
I got
weird.
To a restaurant. I was just about to order food, and I was like, wait a second.
Oh. Yeah, conveniently with me.
Yes, I'm here. And
I am the rudest.
And I'll tell you, Wally Kurth, who plays Justin on this show, he did amazing work saying goodbye to Tracy on GH as Ned. He did amazing work last week. It was a major woman left the show. It was major actress left the show for 30 years. So
he leaves Burbank Studios and goes over
exactly.
to CBS,
yes,
right? They tape at CBS, right?
Mm-hmm. So he had a good week for him over there.
Yeah.
Just want to mention.
I met him this weekend at the Daytime Emmy Awards.
Okay, go good, yes.
So nice.
Yeah, I love Wally.
Yeah.
He might be calling into my show
Ooh.
Next because we're saying goodbye to Tracy on my show next.
Yeah. I have to watch.
Yeah.
I would like to see that episode. I've been trying to sprinkle GH into the lineup. It's hard.
Yeah, that's hard.
Watching more than one soap is a difficult
thing. Okay, I said to everybody, I can't do all four soaps. I can't. I mean, it's too much work.
Yeah. Watching one's a lot for me.
Watching one is a lot, though.
And you guys, this next Thursday, day after my birthday, May 11th, Mark J. Freeman is joining me on my radio show called
yes.
Extra Connections.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. That's news and gossip. Add that to news and gossip.
Yes.
What was it I wasn't talking about?
We're going to talk about...
May 11th, right?
Yes. Yes, there you go.
That's it. May 11th.
Exactly. May 11th.
I'm joining JLJ.
Yes.
MJF and JLJ.
MJF, that's right. We're going to talk about the Odyssey Theater and the stuff that he does there. We're going to promote that.
I sit in my office and drink wine.
Yeah, sounds...
I mean, that's going to be a very short conversation.
I know what episode I won't be tuning into.
Shady Sundays.
And according to, I forget his name in the chat. I know, right? Oh, I like that.
Oh, and hello, Alexis.
Alexis Torres.
Our lovely engineer in the studio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Greetings from the booth.
Hi. It's cold in here.
Is it cold in there?
Yeah.
And she's at 8 Taurus 890 where all Alexis Torres are sold.
Thank you.
I want to know why Rotor 13 hasn't watched this in a long time.
That's rude.
Why not?
I remember
Rotor 13.
Well, we weren't here last week.
Well, no, that's not what she's saying. Or he. Sorry. I don't know why I assumed it was a she.
I think it's a she.
May 11th, my 40th birthday. Mike Bowman. It's his 40th birthday on May 11th.
Oh,
happy birthday, Mike Bowman.
Another Taurus. Yeah, you're younger than I am. I'll be 48 on May 10th.
My birthday is the 16th. Betty Jean.
Oh, very good. A lot of tourists running around.
Bradley Tucker.
So many birthdays.
55 years young.
There's a lot of May birthdays. A lot of May birthdays.
My mother's birthday is... tomorrow.
Mom!
Happy birthday, Mom.
Uh-huh. I love her.
Happy
my
birthday,
drag
Mom.
Sister, Virginia West. Hers was yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Or is it today? Hold on. It's the 16th.
And next Sunday,
you know, whatever.
It's Mother's Day.
She loaned me a pair of boots once.
What are you talking about?
She was the... No. No, she's the ninth. She's the ninth, the day after my mom's birthday.
Well, will you pull that up? Fans, make sure to like us on Facebook and Instagram at Dish and Days and on Twitter at _ Dish and Days. Yes. And also, if you're watching us live, make sure to give us a 5-star review on
iTunes. Yeah. Oh, there haven't been any new reviews in a while. So,
folks.
Yeah.
What I should do is just cancel Fan of the Week until somebody writes a review.
There you go.
How about those bananas?
Starting next week.
Right, because I have one for today.
That's right. Next week, you can just let your hair down.
Wait.
You shaved your face.
I almost wore my hair down. I was going to, like, maybe I won't do my hair today, but then I was like, I couldn't leave the house.
You have to do it.
Yeah. Mama Freeman. Oh, happy birthday, Mama Freeman. Thank you, R. Melvin fan. I'll let her know.
Hi, R. Melvin fan. What do you think of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives?
Not enough Billy.
You're like the kid in school with the squeaky chair.
I know. Why is it squeaky? What was it squeaky before?
Well, I was sitting. It was funny. They had a new
hosting. Yeah,
host party. Woo-hoo! It wasn't a party. Yeah. Meeting, and I grabbed a stool and was sitting there, and it was the squeakiest. Like I couldn't breathe, and it was squeaking, and I was just like, "Oh my god!" Sorry. Speaking of squeaky things.
So Mark thought that it was just an average week because not enough Billy.
Correct. Correct.
Why are you surprised?
Correct.
Why are you surprised?
Right. I mean...
At all. Why are you surprised?
What else you won't?
What's your second favorite storyline, then?
Let me look at the doc. Hold on.
Wasn't in the doc. Tomorrow I'll be interviewing...
Oh, Xander being back. I like seeing
that. Yeah, we're like Paul Telfer. We love him. Friend of the show.
Love him?
Friend of the show.
He's a little handsy, but other than that,
that's always like about that handsy. It's so funny.
When he sends me DMs, I'm like, Paul, I can't right now. I'm busy.
We like Paul Telfer. He's great.
I'll never forget being in Target and seeing his tweet to Billy. Watch out, she's handsy. I was like, I literally stopped dead in my tracks in the middle of Target. I was like, rude.
I love it.
I never touched the boy.
And then he came handsy.
Then he called in one time. It was so funny. He made a different voice. It was
Oh, that's right. He did.
He was hilarious. I like him. He did. I'm glad he came back. I was like, is he dead? I'm like, no, it's a soap opera.
He ain't dead.
Yeah, he's like, he's not dead.
No.
People like Xander. That's the whole thing. They like because he's creepily charming.
Oh, he's so good.
He's so hot.
Yeah. When he was Victor's gardener for a minute.
Yes.
I love that he commented on that this week.
Me too.
He was like, yeah, like I like being your gardener. Something like that. It was funny.
Yes, that was good.
It was funny.
But I'm guessing it's not your quote of the week.
I don't think so. I thought that as I was saying it. I was like, oh, was that my quote of the week?
Oh, no, my God.
I have to look at my note. I don't even remember what it is.
Should we jump on
in? I drank a lot after I wrote it down.
You drank a lot while you were writing it down. Pretty much.
Pretty much. Yep, let's do it.
All right, it's time to start Dish and Days. Oh, come on, James Lott Jr.
Flip it. Thank you, Alexis.
This is actually where I'm going to exit. But here, I got one announcement. Tomorrow is me and Ladies of the Lake.
That's right. What I was going to put in there.
Which is the King Corday book that's now a series coming out on May 15th at Amazon. I'm with Kyle Lauder. I'm with Marie Wilson, Martha Madison, Lily Melgar,
Ari
Jessica
Zucker.
Tomorrow is coming on a show.
Oh.
Jessica Morris. And a producer, Michael Caruso, who did Winterthorn and Divinity. And Kyle Lauder also is a producer on it, too.
Oh, will Kyle be here?
Yes, he will be here. They'll all be here with me tomorrow. So that's tomorrow at 5 p.m. It's going to be 7 of us in one room talking to ladies.
Wow. How are you going? What studio are you going to be in?
Probably one or two. We can do three on the couch and four.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Give Martha Madison a big hug for me.
I agree.
Oh, I love me some
Martha.
Love me some Martha.
Next time, though, I need to sign off on that.
Yeah. When we do our Santa Barbara reunion, we'll have that.
Did you see my
yes, I did.
My interview with Nancy Legron?
Yes.
I got her to say.
She said she could have talked to you for days about it, too.
Yeah, she said she could talk to you forever about it. I know. We got to work that out.
We have to make that happen, especially if she'll do it.
Yeah, we got her Luis Sorrell.
A. Martinez, Luis Sorrell. I mean, I'm already like
Marcy
Jones.
Was it Marcy Walker?
She won't do it. She's getting like a recluse now.
Yes.
So I'll play the part.
But I might be able to get Robin Madsen. You play Gina.
You're insane.
Robin Wright. Let's get Robin Wright. Could you imagine?
I know she can't.
Oh, why don't we just get Robin Strasser while we're at it?
Mind blown.
So she wants to do a wine delivery unit with me. Robin Strasser. I talked to her about it.
What was the, was it Lane Davies?
Yes.
Oh,
should we talk about Days of Our Lives?
Talk about Days of Our Lives.
We're talking
about Love you guys. Bye, you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Peace out, dog.
Bye, James Lott Jr. Thanks for stopping by.
Bye.
Bye.
You have them get on the popcorn, too. I'm going to want some when I get out. Thanks. Yes. You're a peach.
He's not kidding at all. That sounds like a great idea. Popcorn sounds perfect.
All right.
Top storyline.
All right. Well, you can tell I'm not lead hosting. Go ahead with your boring storyline.
Nicole Brady. Deimos and Xander.
I thought you were saying Nicole Brady, like, as if it was her last name.
Not what I was saying.
So we're not going to start with Billy. Okay, go ahead. Start your crazy new intro to the show, but go ahead, whatever.
You know what? Why don't we?
No. Let's stick with what you have in the outline.
I wanted to build the anticipation. I didn't want to give it all away. All right. How many fans do you think we've lost so far?
We've lost them all.
Chat room is empty.
There we go.
There's like a tumbleweed rolling through the chat room.
Hey, Wood Wong, now I'm rude. I've been rude, girl. Where you been?
Anyway, Nicole Brady, Deimos, and Xander.
Yes.
Not Nicole Brady.
Well, I have to admit, the week that we weren't here, I kind of half-watched, which I think I kind of do anyway. But I really kind of half-watched. So some stuff I may not be as up to speed on, so I may be asking you guys in the chat room to kind of update me, or hopefully you paid attention.
Yeah. So anyway, Xander had been eyeing the house where Brady and Nicole are living.
That I remember.
They had some shots through the windows, capturing a little lovemaking between Brady and Nicole.
Foliage.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Deimos hired Xander.
Deimos hired Xander to kidnap Nicole and the baby
Holly.
So that he can save them and win her back.
That's right. So,
oh, I can't.
They hear a noise in the living room, and Brady gets up after a lovemaking sesh with Nicole.
Right.
Thinks that maybe Tate had woken up.
Yep.
He goes back to the bedroom, and then Nicole comes out a little while later to discover that Xander was holding Holly. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Brady tries to come to Nicole's defense. And Xander shoots him.
Yeah.
And that was last Friday.
Yeah.
That actually got me a little upset. Seeing my friend Eric Martzoff shot.
Getting shot.
I was like, ah.
Felt the pain.
I did feel the pain. The pain. I was sad. I like Brady.
I do too. I like Eric more than I like Brady. But that being said.
I like Eric more than Brady too, but I think they're both sweet.
Matthew tell Mark Brady is hurt. He comes first to talk about Chad is being depressed and stealing things with Kate right now. Oh, I know. Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm okay. I don't know. I'm just kind of like, when the cage got rolled into the living room, I was like, okay, wait, how much dust did that have on it that we wheeled that one out and threw it in the living room?
It's amazing that Xander brought Nicole to his island in Greece.
Well, and that's what I was thinking too, was like, you're kidnapping him, but taking him to Greece where Deimos is going to, it's like, how are you not going to put two and two together? I mean, I guess it is Salem. So what did somebody else say? Was it Xander too that said that? He said, you equate Salem with, somebody said something about like equating Salem with not being bright or something.
That's right.
It was quite hysterical as well. I mean, it is what it is. And then there's Chloe back home talking about her baby. And that just makes my eyes roll every time.
And that actually, I was watching and I said, she's not your baby.
Yeah.
She is not your baby. Mm-mm. Enough.
No.
Everybody under the Salem sun has told you that is not your baby.
Jan Spears flashback with the cage.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it was the same cage.
We should look.
I have no doubt. There are still remnants of Sean Douglas.
I'm not even upset with the cage. I'm not even upset.
How did they get that in?
Well, he prepared. He prepared the home in Greece.
But it's in the middle of the living room.
Right.
There was a couch there, like two scenes prior. Girl.
She hit him with the vase.
Salem is synonymous with gullible. Thank you, Marlon Wallace. My baby.
So
it's my baby.
Xander kidnaps Nicole and Holly.
Correct.
Brings them from Canada to Greece. Brady gets taken not to the hospital, not to the local hospital.
No, he did. And then they transferred him to Salem.
Right.
Yeah. Because they had a whole, I saw that conversation. We, oh, you were on the plane. We got you back to Salem now. Blah, blah, blah. Tate's here. He's with the hospital home care, whatever it is called. I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of like, we're getting back to those storylines that just take forever.
You made a comment a couple weeks ago about how, sure, it was do you brilliant. Remember Abigail and Gabby? And I think you've actually said it twice now, where they had gone head to head and then they cut to commercial and they come back and it's like, yeah, hey girl, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
They did the same thing with Brady walked into the house and heard Nicole screaming,
yeah,
and then cut to commercial break with dramatic music. And then it turns out that the water
splash
in her face. Yeah. Yep. That was disappointing to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't have that music and build up the anticipation.
Yeah.
And then have it be, it was just water. Didn't mean to scare you.
I know. It's, it's, again, it's getting back, it gets back to, like, that's why I like intelligent shows, shows that treat people like they have a brain,
yep,
not people that are just like, oh, they're just going to watch, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I have to. I do this show.
I just wish they hadn't hurt Brady. I think that was unnecessary. Or shot him. Was he shot in the heart?
No, he was shot in the stomach, but now he's having complications. His body's starting to reject the heart now. What was I going to say? Betty Jean even says, the writers are stuck on repeat. I agree 100%. Don't start my baby. You will make me have dreams about. Yeah. So, I mean, I love seeing Xander.
I do too.
And somebody also said in here when you were talking earlier, I didn't want to interrupt you because I'm polite like that. Is
ha.
Thank you,
Alexis. They said, how can you like Xander and not like Deimos? They're one in the same. I disagree with that.
And for those of you who were asking in the chat room still, I was seeing The Sound of Music.
Yes. Please don't make him do it again. Please.
Alexis, tell them it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
No, I'll slip you a 20 later.
Okay.
Thank you, Alexis.
They're so not the same. Xander and, I mean, Deimos is like, I mean, he's just been kind of like, the fact that people even speak to him still. Like, Xander didn't come in the way that Deimos came into town. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't think they're the same. But whatever.
Deimos is a jerk when he was heading out to go to where? Greece?
Yeah.
He said to Sonny, I think we just saw him leaving.
Oh, okay.
He said to Sonny, try not to let this be the downfall of Basic Black while I'm gone.
Right, or whatever. Right, right. Yeah.
And then there's one other thing. Why does Xander hate Nicole again? I understand why he hated Teresa, but
I was thinking the exact same thing when I was watching this week. I was like, well, I think he's only going. Well, he used to like Nicole. Like, remember he was chasing after Nicole? Because I remember saying, I loved Xander being on the show because he was chasing after Nicole. Like, he was like, she's hot. I want to be with her.
Yeah.
And I was always like, finally, somebody is going to talk about how hot Nicole is and
she's
why
so
these guys
hot.
Don't, you know, yeah, go after her. So that I remember liking about. So I know that he had, you know, there was that story, you know, there. Yeah, exactly. I'm agreeing with Daquan, people. This is what this has come to. I understand why Xander is the way he is. Deimos, not so much. The Kyriakis family talked to Deimos, and they should be after, and they shouldn't be after all he's done. I agree, Daquan. Make that a GIF. I agree, Daquan. It's never going to happen again. All the storylines are painful. All this at this point, I think the show is worst it has been in years. Thankful to have Matthew Mark to catch
Thank
up
you.
On what I fast forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, Meredith. I have to suffer through it while you're fast forwarding through it.
So we weren't here last Sunday because of the daytime Emmys.
Correct.
And so you were saying that week leading up to the Emmys, you
was a lot
half
of fast
watched.
Forwarding.
Yeah.
There was a lot
and
of fast forwarding.
I had that feeling too of like, well, I don't have to watch.
But fortunately, in true Days of Our Lives fashion, everything gets repeated 800 times. So then, like, the Lonnie storyline, because at first I was like, oh, I shouldn't have fast-forwarded through a lot of that. And then, but they told me everything I needed to know.
In flashback. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And did you notice that one? I don't even remember what it was. It was like a sequence of flashbacks. It was like,
yeah,
the majority of the scene seemed to be a flashback.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am liking this storyline. I just love seeing Xander.
Daquan says, Mark, just admit you love me. It's as obvious as Tony's love for Kyler Pettis. put that in a tweet and send that out.
Kyler's fantastic. I just can't wait. Oh, at the end of the episode, which I don't think we mentioned at the top of the show, we will be discussing the Daytime Emmy Awards.
Yeah, we'll do it during, interviews after, and, or during News and Gossip or yeah. whatever, somewhere on there.
That's right.
All right.
That's Anything else?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
But it's interesting, though, that Xander was interested in Nicole when Nicole chose Deimos, correct?
Say that again?
Xander was interested in Nicole, remember?
Uh-huh.
A long time ago?
Yeah.
Was that around the same time that...
No, Deimos came after.
Okay.
Deimos came after, I do believe. Yeah, okay. He was long before.
It's just interesting now that Xander, who was once interested in Nicole, is now working for Deimos.
Yeah.
Whatever. At least they have Paul back.
Yeah.
Not Narita.
No.
Telfer. Paul Telfer.
Yeah. Hansy. That Hansy guy.
Yeah. I just knew I was going to mispronounce his name.
Yeah, I agree, Laura. Xander is the best thing about the show right now.
Thank you, Donna. Donna said no. I guess that wasn't
TBH. When.
All right.
All righty.
All right, I'll let you go ahead and just introduce this one because you've been so impatient.
I mean, it should have been what we started with. For the record, Billy, if I was hosting, I would have started with you.
Billy, I was trying to build anticipation whatever, because Billy. I love you.
Shit. I don't even know how to spell love. So, Abigail, Chad, Gabby. Abby has a new job.
At the Salem Police Department.
Yes.
She's more qualified to be a cop than
well, she's not a cop.
No, I know.
Oh, right.
I'm just saying.
Got it.
Than most of the police department.
Right. Yeah. Well, JJ took like 2 days of school.
Yeah.
He's a detective already.
I just hate how everything's an interrogation with him. Like everything's like the arm fold and lean against the desk and be like, he wants answers.
Yeah.
I love Casey Moss. It's just, it's not where I would have gone mm-hmm. with JJ. I don't think JJ was ready to grow up.
I liked him as the tortured artist.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Let him sing, let him play his guitar, let him do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Let him be a bad boy. So yet again, Billy, Matthew has diverted away from you. so there is, there's some flashbacks. Gabby had a flashback. Like a little whole thing about her love for Chad. And I should mention this too. Well, oh no, I'll do it later. Let me just jot it down so I don't forget.
Tell us, Mark.
And then, so there was the whole Gabby flashback. And I have to say, I'm really enjoying, because I guess we can add Eli into this too, because there was the, you know, him and Gabby were dancing in the square. There's a lot of, and then there was the flashback of Abby and Dario yep. dancing. There was a lot of dancing flashbacks. I was waiting for the Hayden flashback
from the ball.
Like, there's got to be a reason.
That's so funny.
Maybe gets in another fight with a rock. Who knows? And then there was a scene with Jen. Jen comes to see Chad to tell him that she agrees with him, that she thinks that he and Abby will end up together to give it time.
But
blah,
those
blah, blah.
Scenes, the scenes with Jen and Chad make me so nervous and anxious because she has to choose her words carefully as not to set him off because of their history with, like, fighting for custody over Thomas.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
She's like, no, it's just, I was in the area and I never get to spend time with my, like, I feel like she's doing this the whole time.
Right.
And he's
right.
like, well, I don't particularly like that she hasn't mentioned a thing.
Yeah.
About you having him for the day.
Right.
I should know about it. Mm-hmm. And she is, Abigail is being difficult, not letting him know what she's up to.
Right. Well, yeah. I don't think it's that shady. But
wouldn't you want to know where your kid was, though?
Yeah, but she brought him over. Just a different person brought him over. He was expecting Abby, not Jen. That's the only difference. He just wanted to see her because he misses her, which I understand. And then there was a whole... there's a whole new thing now happening where they're going to steal some cursed Jewel. So
that's the that
and
was
we've
the,
already been we basically have been told
yeah and that was it.
All hell's gonna break loose with Chad because it's cursed, and Kate doesn't think that it is, and she thinks it's a joke, and it's cursed. So bad things are gonna happen for Chad.
I'm already not looking forward.
Yeah,
to this
and it was
line.
A very like dramatic music playing the whole time that conversation was going on.
Yeah,
very intense.
If that's any indication,
I will say this: even with what is happening with the storyline, Billy will knock it out of the ballpark,
as always. Because he's a perfect 10, Mark.
He's a perfect 12.5, and he's only the half is because he's straight. That's why. If he was gay, he'd go to 13. It's for the record. Make note of that, Billy Flynn. Thank you.
Billy and Gina are watching right now, and he's like, I can't win.
Well, Gina's rolling her eyes. Like,
oh. Gina's like, oh.
Almost.
Gina's like, I love Matthew. is that it?
I think that was most of what happened with... I said they weren't on very much this week, but they were on enough.
I feel like now we just need to switch gears, and I think enough with Gabby being interested in Chad. I understand that
other than that flashback moment, which was, you know, a big flashback because she thought about everything, she was mostly with Eli.
You know? And I get that. I think I just am ready to have them move on, storyline.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Completely. I don't think that's going to happen.
No. Nope. But I'm not mad that where things are with Abigail and Chad.
Yeah. And then there was the moment where Kate called Chad to TBD to see Abby with Dario. They kind of got in a conversation.
With Davio.
Yeah. And then after he left, Kate tells him that he needs to move on because she's obviously moved on. I don't know. And then she actually even said, Abby says that Eli's a distraction for Gabby. Gabby is Chad's true equal. That line kind of really got under my skin because I was like, where's this coming from? Let me see if there's... Yeah, there's all the dancing daydreams. Eli and Gabby dance in the square. Abby starts her new job. And Marcy did look amazing, by the way.
Isn't she so
when
pretty?
She walked into the square, pushing the cart in the black with her hair, she just looked so beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that was most... and Abby meets Trip. They finally meet face to face when he comes into the station. She gives him the file,
yeah.
Which we'll talk about that storyline in a minute. But that also happened. And then she did. And I don't understand the. There was the moment too where she actually does come to the mansion, the Demira mansion, Abby,
yeah,
to bring the toy
and knocks.
But
on the
nothing
door.
Really comes of it. Like, they have a little conversation, but, like, it doesn't really go anywhere.
I feel like that it was to make it seem like she's a stranger in her own house.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't really... It's not her residence anymore, and...
Right.
I feel like we're just about to jump into a new... their new storyline.
With Trip?
Yeah. Well, with Abigail and Chad, like you were saying,
right,
with
right.
the cursed
Right.
Nonsense.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Yep. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, which is definitely why it was number two and not the top storyline.
Oh, interesting. I still think your performance, Billy, warrants being first every week, for the record. Thank you. Moving on to number three.
I have a feeling I'm going to see that clip on Instagram and Twitter later.
Oh, you will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was a knockout.
Corners, please.
And then this storyline, which really surprised me,
yeah,
as being this big this week, and I thought it was excellent.
Yeah,
is the Lonnie JJ Snake storyline?
Snake, yep. Although Snake made a lot of odd noises, did you notice that? Like he was just like, I was going to try and save him and send him in for Alexis to play. Because there were a couple moments like where he was like, when they arrested him, and then he was just like, they arrested him, and then he was just like randomly like, woo! And I was like, girl, what is going on with you? I don't know if he was trying to play like whacked out.
Yeah.
But like he, and they, I think they were sitting on the bed and he said something to her and then was just like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I was like, what is that? I don't know. It was just really bizarre to me. Maybe, I don't know if anyone else noticed. Sorry, I left the chat room. But
so this storyline really started to take off last week, the week that we didn't have a show.
Right, correct.
When Lonnie went undercover,
right,
had a sip of champagne, maybe two, and then woke up on the park bench with torn nylons and twigs in her hair.
Bruised.
And beaten.
Yeah.
Although, what did they say? That she wasn't necessarily beaten. She might have just been dragged.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And she wasn't raped. She was not raped.
No.
She really, I am so glad because I remember there was a time months and months ago when they let John Paul, Lavoisier, and Martha Madison, and it was supposed to be, the third was supposed to be Sal Stowers. They were fired from the show.
Correct.
But I guess they ended up deciding not to lose Sal.
Right.
So they kept Lonnie.
Right.
And I am so glad they did and gave her an opportunity to really show something. Because what they had her doing months ago was you know, kind of obsessively pining over Sean Douglas.
Correct.
And it seeming a little kooky. But she really killed these scenes.
Right. And I kind of agree here. Betty Jean just said, I like Lonnie, just not sure where or how she fits into the storylines. Still confused as to how she's Abe's daughter. She's Abe's daughter because he had a daughter, Price. What was the woman's name? Something Price. And if James Lott Jr. was here, he'd whip it out in a second. I'm sure somebody will write it in the chat room in a second. But Abe had another relationship before Lexi.
Yep.
And this is their daughter. But I agree with that because I keep getting confused because there's the moments where you see Lonnie with Eli and you're like, oh, they're going to go that way. But then they show her with JJ and then that's still kind of not quite developed.
Nope.
So I'm kind of like with Betty Jean. I'm not quite sure where she's going to fall in and how her storyline's working.
But I think they're trying to figure it out.
I will say that Tamara Price, thank you. I will say this. I love, love, love all of these African-American faces on the show. Vanessa.
Kyler.
Kyler.
Sal.
Sal. Eli. I'm mixing real names and character names. Sorry.
Lamone. James Carver.
James Carver. I mean, it's just like, I thought about the other day watching because there was one day and it was a lot of them and stuff. And I was like, yes, like this is how it should be.
You know what I mean? Said Vanessa Williams?
I said Vanessa. Oh, yeah. So kudos to Days for that because I do think that that's important for people to be seeing on television.
I'm not loving the relationship between Lonnie and JJ.
I'm still not. I'm not saying Sal Stowers looks old by any means. I think just because she's so tall, to me. And
did
again, not that, a tall woman can't be with a short guy. I'm just saying it just, I don't know, she just seems so much more mature than he does.
Yes, yeah, right.
And I'd rather see her and Eli or something like that. Or her and Daria. Yeah, her and Daria or something like that.
Yeah, did you see there was a scene where she was walking away from JJ and her heels were really, really short heels.
Yeah.
But you know that they were doing that for height.
Oh, completely.
Purposes?
Because most of them are in big old heels.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see any chemistry between JJ and Lonnie.
MII world two says Tamara Price should return to Salem and maybe shake things up for Abe and Val's storyline.
I would love to see too? I almost said it a moment ago. I'd love to see Lexi.
Okay, she's dead.
Well, but it's a soap opera.
But not Jack dead. She's Lexi dead. Like she had a disease and died.
Who knows? It's a soap. Maybe there's a serum.
Stop your crazy talk.
I loved her.
Yeah, she was great. I really just generally don't think she would come back. But you never know.
You never know.
I've been wrong before. Rarely.
I mean, but once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are the three big ones.
Okay.
Right?
Well, where did we end up with Lonnie? So, oh, she ended up overdosing.
Yeah, now she's in the hospital, kind of over. She did throw it up, but it still was enough to kind of knock her out.
Affect her.
Yeah, so now she's, yeah.
And it's some phantom drug. They don't know exactly what it is. It's
right, they're waiting to find out from the results, yep. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that was it. And Snake got arrested.
Snake.
You go, woo! You go, wow! Wow, 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 yeah! Whatever that is.
Those were the top storylines.
I think I still have this week saved, so I'm going to go through and try and find him.
I guess I could have put the Abigail.
Renee Jones is retired. Sorry, no Lexi. Thank you, Annie. Lexi is dead. Yeah, yeah. Lexi's dead. All right, next. Let's talk. Oh, the trip. I was just going to say, well, we should talk about Trip because I kind of brought it up. With so Abby gives Trip the file on his mom, and then so now he's looking more into it, and he's kind of getting close with Kayla instead of Steve.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
And Jade's moved in. She's moved in, which makes
still spending a lot
Joey
of time
and Kayla and Patch uncomfortable.
Right.
And she innocently, and I do believe that I just think that she's sprinkling these little things to give Trip some sort of scent for the trail.
Yeah.
But she's like, I don't know. I'm just like, it kind of slipped out. And Joey's like, what do you mean it kind of slipped out? Like, that's not something that should slip out. And I do believe that it did just slip out.
Right.
But, and I don't think it's malicious, but it's like, you have one thing not to talk about.
Yeah.
Stop talking about
it. Which always makes it hard to not talk about. It's like when you guys tell me not to talk about Billy. It's like, well, girl.
Well, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And stop saying it. Yeah, but I have to say I loved all the attitude that Sierra was giving Jade because she was there.
Yeah.
It was quite hysterical. I actually made me giggle. So kudos to them. Yeah. That because there wasn't that much with that.
Right.
And then I guess staying with the kids, Jade then talks to Claire about potentially doing the
sex tape.
Put on some chapstick here. For those of you not watching and listening.
He's putting on his lip gloss.
I'm applying some lip gloss. He's trying to convince Claire to do a sex tape because she met with this manager or agent and it didn't go well. So she's like, you need to do a sex tape with Theo.
Which is a
horrible idea. And I saw in the chat room already earlier today that everyone's kind of annoyed with that.
And I know it's going to happen.
Correct.
I mean, I just
completely.
Yeah,
happen.
They're gonna do completely. It. Theo's gonna be heartbroken. Abe's gonna step in and be like, "Son, you didn't tell me that you were thinking about having sex." And he's like, "Well, Dad, I don't really talk about stuff like that." And Abe's gonna be like, "Son, you can talk to me about anything."
I'm gonna read this just because I think you'll understand this. I don't watch Vanderpump Rules, but someone wrote, "Jade sounds like Shiana from Sheena. Vanderpump Rules."
My imitation? Possibly. I tend to use
Matthew
that same...
Matthew making Jade sound like Shiana from Vanderpump
Yeah,
Rules.
I tend to do a very similar imitation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, that type of...
Yeah.
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 Good
looking out. Who was that, by the way?
That was Mike Bowman.
Hi, Mike Bowman. Oh yeah, Mike watches our Vanderpump Rules after show. What's up, Mike?
I did think the... Claire and Sierra and Jade stuff was kind of funny.
Yeah.
They're
making Jade very unwelcome.
Then he called Mom Fairy Godfather to tell him Kayla killed Mama Ava. Oh, that's right. Now he thinks that Kayla... Now he thinks... So Trip thinks... That's right. Thank you. Now Trip thinks that Steve is protecting Kayla.
Not
that
Joey.
Kayla actually killed. So, and then he called Mob Fairy Godfather... Melissa Frick.
What
Frank,
scares me is when Trip does find out that it was Joey who killed Ava.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trip will try and kill Joey.
Yeah.
Which I wonder if that's going to be James Lastovic's exit from the show.
Oh, is he? Oh, that's right. He is leaving, huh?
I think so. Has that been confirmed?
I don't know. Well, if not,
it's a rumor.
We just ruined it for everybody. We're good like that. All right, so that was that. What else?
And then there was a dinner between...
Oh, I can't.
I actually thought you were going to like this.
Why?
I don't know.
Only thing, I did write something down that I enjoyed.
What I'm referring to is the dinner between Dario, Rafe, Gabby, and Hope regarding Eddie's arrest.
Was when they were giving Hope the worm. And Gabby said, very tasty, delicioso. That was almost my quote of the week. I almost peed myself. Thank you, Camila, for that. I mean, she did it in her Camila Banos way. But yeah, it was hysterical. It was, I mean, ugh. I just don't care about them. Right. So I don't care that they're, and it was literally, it was, you know what, it reminded me of what we were just talking about with these commercial scenes where you're angry at 1 minute and then the next minute you're, so it started with them, like, Dario being all fuming about Hope and Rafe, and then by the end he's like, oh girl, you're part of the family. Here's a shot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the shots, that's right. I forgot about that.
Shots. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Hope was like, shots.
Oh, our Melvin fan thinks Joey's going to go to jail. So that's an idea. Got it. He won't die. But
Joey, I hope they don't kill Joey.
I hope they don't either.
But I that makes me also nervous for Joey.
I mean, if they age him and make him gay, I can step in.
Let's talk to James Lastovic and see what he thinks.
I don't know that he's going to like that idea. But, you know, whatevs. More Hernandezes, what a shock. Give storylines to the legacy characters.
It's really interesting to me, too, how, I mean, I know it's a soap opera, but I love how they make these grown men act like such babies.
Yeah.
Like, Dario's like a man, and he's like a foot-stomping little child when he doesn't get his way or he thinks someone's wronged him. Deimos is, too. Deimos is a giant child.
Yeah. Hope is a grandmother of a 20-year-old. No tequila shots. Atta girl, Melissa. Atta girl.
And that was a pretty short-lived sequence, too.
Like, which I appreciate. That.
Yes. Yeah.
So that I did like.
Get in and out.
That I did like. That I did like. And that they gave her the worm. That made me happy.
And
what
then
else happened?
Let's see.
Sonny and Paul. What happened with Sonny and Paul? Nothing really. I mean, they went to find Eric and they saved him and brought and transported him and all that stuff. I like that Paul's there with Eric. I thought that when I was watching it. I'm like, well, at least they have Paul there for him. Like, it's his half-brother.
Brady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brady. Sorry. Eric.
And then... and Sonny. Didn't Sonny pull out a gun this week?
Yeah.
Was that this week or last week?
No, I think that was... Maybe it was last week.
Sonny's fit to be tied.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not having it.
He's not
having it with Deimos.
Sonny has pretty much been like, here's the memo for all of you Kyriakos men. I'm in charge.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
Right.
And I don't think Victor quite knows yet that Sonny's going to be taking over.
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean, they haven't really addressed it.
And speaking of Victor, we did have one scene with him where he overheard Eric and Jen talking.
And
there was like kind of a confrontation, and Eric got up and was finally like, I'm going to say my piece now, and I'm going to let you know, blah, blah, blah.
Daniel wouldn't want you to act like this.
It wasn't anything. Yeah, it was very short, nothing really relevant. And then there was also the scene with Marlena and Jen, which I just thought was weird. That they're kind of playing it that Roman is all team Jen and Eric. And Marlena's like, no, they shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
She
was like, I need to talk to you.
Unjustified.
That's right.
It seems a little unjustified. And then even when they met in the park and kind of like hashed it out, and Jen was like, no, totally, I agree with you. I'm like, girl, well,
But you don't. Well, do you remember when Marlena, Eric was supposed to go to his sentencing and he got drunk with Jen and was late, and Marlena had a cow.
Yes.
Marlena's not forgiving Jen.
Right.
She thinks they're bad influences on each other, like they're each other's lower companion.
Yeah.
What?
Laura said, Victor showed up out of nowhere looking like a grumpy cat in the scene. Tough Sonny is laughable. Sonny is ridiculous. I can't stop laughing at him trying to be a mobster wannabe.
See, I don't think he's trying to be a mobster wannabe. I just think he's trying to do the right thing and he's trying to put his foot down. Which I'm enjoying watching Sonny as more of like a sophisticated
grown up.
Like he's growing into it.
Absolutely.
Where they're like forcing JJ to be this power or position of power.
Yeah.
I think it just works better for Sonny.
Yeah.
And then, oh, okay. And then we were talking about Tripp and Kayla getting a little bit closer. That was because Roman ate a muffin that he was allergic to and couldn't breathe.
Girl, I can't with that. I can't.
I really liked that scene. The scene.
Because you thought he was going to die.
No, I mean, no. And it's really interesting, too, because I know I give Roman a tough time often, and I'm very well aware of it. When that was happening, I thought, oh, no. Like, I don't want to see anything bad happen to Roman.
Oh, we had a very different thought process.
I don't need to see Roman as much as I see him. I think the character needs to be
I think the character
out.
Has ran its course.
I 100%
And I think it's time
agree.
For him to retire in Florida.
But I don't think they need to, like, kill... I'm glad they didn't kill him.
Or run
him
off
or...
with Anna. He can run off with Anna DeMera. And she can walk around with her crazy little urn.
Oh, you, slash her shaker.
Milkshaker. Or drink shaker.
Drink shaker.
Yeah.
But I loved that. I loved how we weren't expecting it in the scene because the shot of him falling mm-hmm. wasn't on camera.
Right.
And
I guess they're leaning towards the fact that Tripp is going to become a doctor because he seems all interested in medicine and
he's
stuff
like,
now.
Yeah, it was miraculous what you did. And she's like, you should go to school. It really disappointed me that my other two kids didn't do it. Let's do it. Want to do it?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where that's going. Thanks. Foreshadowing.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to go to Salem U?
Salem Medical School. Yes. I think he is. And he's going to work at Salem University Hospital.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Yeah.
And then there was the Rafe and Hope interrogation of Wyatt.
Which I really like Wyatt. How sweet is Wyatt? I mean,
well,
he's being put up to something.
Right.
But I like him.
I like him. Yeah. I like him.
I thought
the interrogation was silly.
I did
whatever.
Too. Oh, and such a build up too.
Yeah.
But I thought when he first walked in and Hope was like, Wyatt, right? That moment right before she said that, she looked at him and I thought she was going to be like, you look like Zach.
Yeah.
Did you have that feeling too?
Totally. Yeah.
Good. Sierra White, Hope, Rafe, and then Chloe and Eric just had another encounter and she's like, what are you doing here? Again, the same Sheena impersonation as
right,
Vanderpump Rules.
Right, right.
Nothing special. No. Just a quick little encounter. No. And
I think they're letting Eric come in this storyline so Nicole and Eric can work out their issues before Ari leaves and mark someone we may see again just before Nicole leaves. And mark someone we may see just again. I don't know what that means. Well, we'll see. I mean, I do think that they're trying to, because don't forget too, Eric was writing all those letters that he never mailed to Nicole. So I'm assuming that will come up again at some point.
You never know, though, or it could just die.
That's true. I mean, well, in theory, it's going to come back up again.
Yep.
Right. Is that it?
And then Valerie and Eli?
Was there something with Valerie and Eli? I think you meant Gabby and Eli.
Maybe I meant Gabby and Eli.
Because I don't remember Valerie and Eli anything. I think you were drinking, girl, when you were doing that shit.
I was like, let's throw them off.
That was the week of days.
That was the week of days.
Yep. That was it.
That was it. And then...
Easy peasy.
Hop into segments?
Yeah, let's do
it. All right, and then after we do segments, we can take
some
calls.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep, let's
all
do
right.
it. Tony's official You Go Girl Award will not be...
But it will be returning next week, next Sunday. Tony Moore will be back.
Well, so he says. We'll see. We'll see.
Can you play that music, Alexis?
She's getting a pizza roll.
But what?
You know, like when we turn the hourglass.
No, that's a...
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't or you wanted like cherubs going.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have that, and I really wish we did.
Oh, maybe my singing voice will be the new.
Yeah, let's not do that.
That's totally fine.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
But we do have a disaster moment of the week.
And it's going to be Matthew singing.
Disaster. Moment of the week!
The disaster moment of the week. There were so many choices.
So many choices.
But the one this week that made me make this noise, ah, was when Nicole put the baby, Holly, put baby Holly on the bed. She essentially put a pink blanket on the bed. There was no Nothing. Baby in no, there. Yeah. Yeah.
The baby doll. Somebody in the chat room earlier said, I'm tired of the baby doll.
Yeah, I'm tired of the baby doll. It literally, it looked like the pizza rolls that we have here, a bag of pizza rolls and a pink blanket that she dropped onto the bed. And then there was that moment right there. If you watch back on Friday's episode, Nicole's arm kind of swipes the blanket, and you can tell that there it's not – obviously, it's not a child, and they only bring children in for short periods of time on the show because of labor laws or whatever. But when you're on such a baby-heavy storyline, when Holly is the storyline, let us see the baby. Let us see the baby. Let us see Thomas. Let us see Tate.
Well, it costs a lot of money, girl, to have those babies on the set.
For how long, though?
I'll sit in a pink blanket and cry.
For how long? It's like, shh, it's okay.
Yeah, but they got to pay. It's a lot of money. It's costly. And you have to have two, because they can only be on set for so many hours. So that's why they always have twins, because they have to have so many. So it's pricey. I'm gonna let it go.
Oh, I'm glad you're going to let... Thank you.
But it can still be your disaster moment of the
week. It is my disaster moment of the week.
And I think it's a great one.
I'm sure it's going to be as great as coin of the week or fan of the week. Anyway.
Yeah, it should be a bag of pizza rolls. I agree with you, our Melvin fan.
It should be a bag of pizza rolls. At least, yeah. I don't know, at least it would bring some joy and excitement.
Yeah, there hasn't been a baby since... there hasn't been a baby, real baby since Holly was actually born.
And you know what else, too, in addition to this little, you know, dropping of the baby on the bed, what else I could do without is that the noise that they do for the babies, like we can hear them breathing. The audio needs to be turned down because, you know, you hear... mm-hmm. I don't need to hear that.
I have to apologize. That was me. I was on set and Billy walked by. So that's me. I'm gonna apologize.
That was more like apologize now. I just don't need the fake audio.
Yeah.
They're talking to an empty crib or stroller.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. Yeah.
That's my disaster moment of the week. And I am dying to hear what your
quote of the week.
Mark's quote of the week.
Do you think you know who it is? Is that why?
No, I just always enjoy hearing it.
Oh, okay. I thought you generally thought you knew. I feel like I had something else written down, so I wanted to see here because I know what it's going to be. Actually, I have to say, Xander had a lot of great freaking lines. He said on Monday when he was when Damos asked where Nicole was, he said, resting peacefully in the trunk of my car. And I literally LOL'd. I was going to give it. And then Gabby had her line, Delicioso, when the worm thing was happening.
Oh, but that's right. You changed your segment to quotes of the week.
Yes, exactly. But I ended up going with Xander when he was talking to Nicole. And he said, she was asking about Brady because she doesn't know what happened to Brady. And Xander says to her, how do you know Brady's not dead? Dead, not river dead. I almost peed myself. That was so hysterical. I was like, you go, Dave.
Yeah.
That was some funny friggin' shit.
There were a lot of river references.
Oh, my God. It was my everything. That was might be one of my all-time favorite quotes, too, because that was hysterical.
Yeah.
So that was my quote of the week. That was it.
Quote of the week.
Mark's quote of the week. And for fan of the week.
Fan of the week,
fan of the week was fun for everyone.
Yeah. This, I actually got... Today, on my way here, we have a video for you to play. It's from Instagram. Somebody put this on Instagram, and Matthew actually was there when I watched it the first time, and I literally LOL'd. So let's hit play, and this DaysStar22 is going to get Fan of the Week for this.
Don't forget to watch Dish and Days. Buy your Totinos.
Sorry, that literally made me laugh out. And I'm guessing.
Don't forget to watch Dish and Days. Buy your Totinos.
That should be our thing, everything, every week. So that thank you, DaysStar22, for that Instagram post. You guys can follow her on Instagram if you'd like, if you want to see that live and in person and reshare it. But thank you so much. That was hysterical. It literally made me giggle.
It did literally make me giggle.
And I also want to give a shout out because somebody tagged me in a tweet the other day. And I don't typically watch like the little movies people make about days. But somebody said, hey, Mark, have you seen this? And I clicked on it and I started to watch it. And it was so good that I did watch the whole thing. It's a video of Chad and Abby. There's a voice, like when they were doing their vows of Chad, when he was doing his vows to Abby, there's a voiceover and it's to the song. And now I'm going to draw a blank on the song and hopefully somebody in the chat room will know it and they can, what was the name of this? It's a country song that I love. I can't remember. Somebody in the chat room, please tell me what it is. But it's a video of Chad and Abby and all of their scenes. It was just very, very Marcy's well Abby? Done.
Or Kate's Abby.
Marcy's Abby. It's really good, and I'm completely drawing a blank on, and I don't think I...
Will you retweet it?
I think, let me look on my Twitter real quick, because I think that I did retweet it. Hold on 1 second, YouTube, watched via, oh no, that's the Drag Race thing. Oh, The Ground Up. I did. Hold on, let me
click. That's okay. Well, Alex, will you flash the phone number for me?
Let me see who did it. From The Ground Up is the name of the song. And it does. The song really fits the scene, Chad and Abby's storyline. Alicia Was Here is the YouTube page. I just Googled From The Ground Up, Chabby, and it comes up.
Okay.
It's really, really well done. So if you guys haven't seen it, it is, again, on my...
Twitter?
It's on my Twitter feed, so if you want to click on it there. So
okay, cool. And retweet it.
So yes, Betty Jean. Billy did text me from Charlotte on April 22nd.
If you are interested in calling in, the number is 424-253-0749. Again, 424-253-0749. We will be taking some calls shortly as soon as we get our first caller.
No.
Yeah. It's been a decent couple of weeks in Salem. I have fear that we're going to hit some of the remaining Dina road bumps.
Oh, of course. Well, we're going to have another 4 months at least.
Is it that long?
Well, yeah. I mean, when I spoke with Ken Corday at the Daytime Emmys, check out my video on YouTube. I said, you know, we're not seeing the new writing, but I'm hearing good things already. And he said he was excited for it.
Yeah.
So, and I know everyone in the chat room, they're starting a hashtag. What did it say? It was like, hurry, Ron.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So we'll see. Yep. We'll see what happens. I did talk about this. When Marcy was here, she mentioned that there are storyline writers, and then there's dialogue writers.
I love
writers.
That.
And I love knowing that now.
It changes the whole perception of how it actually
right,
runs.
Exactly. And this is why I want a writer in here. Yep. I want to know more about it. That's not enough.
We'll
I
get
want.
Someone in here. It looks like... Oh, I thought it looked like we had a call.
So did we... And so let's... we're not really in news and gossip yet, but we can talk about, I think, the Daytime Emmys if we want.
We
and,
will. Let's,
we
let's take this call.
One. Okay.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Dish and Days. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Mike from Hollywood.
Hey, Mike from Hollywood.
Am I the first caller?
You sure are.
Well, I just want to say congratulations to Matthew, or should I say Mrs. Spoday, or I don't.
did you see our engagement?
Yes, I saw your engagement.
Thank
you. You landed a good one.
Yes, I did. I couldn't believe it. Could you tell how surprised I was?
Yes, I could. You were flustered.
I was. If you don't know what Mike from Hollywood is talking about, make sure to go to YouTube and type in Pearson Foday, Bold and the Beautiful, AfterBuzz TV. James Lott Jr. and I interviewed him a couple weeks back on a Wednesday. And Mr. Foday proposed to Mr. Payne, and it was lovely. It was a great interview.
And you accepted.
And I accepted, so I am now...
Like we thought he wouldn't? Come on, Mike.
It wasn't so much that you thought I wouldn't.
He was accepting it before it even happened.
Wasn't Greg Vaughn the one?
Well, look.
Oh, don't you think I'm not going to bring this up when Greg Vaughn is in this house, and he's drooling all over him, and I'm like, oh, sorry, Greg, he's moved on. He's Mrs. Foday now. Yeah. Don't think I'm not going to do that. Don't think it's happening.
It was the most...
And I also heard it, like, on the blogs or something that Tony is pregnant. Well, you'll have to wait. That's why he's taking his sabbatical.
You're going to have to wait till next week to find that out. He doesn't know if the father is Tyler
Pettis or Billy Flynn.
Well, we know it's not Billy Flynn. Billy would never cheat on me. I mean, other than Gina.
Or me.
Well, that's never going to happen. But, you know how it is, Mike.
Well, maybe he was drugged. It is a soap opera.
That's true. That's true.
I love that you called in, Mike. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was my, first call of the day, but it's already my favorite.
But, you know, about the show.
I said, tell me about the show. What do you think?
I really am interested in the Trip storyline. And that's the only storyline that's keeping me into the show.
I see that. What about it you like?
And then when Xander came on, I got back into that storyline. Yep.
It's like, oh, hello, Xander.
Yeah, because I don't know if I even really care that Nicole and Brady are a couple.
Like, I would let Xander put me in a cage.
Well, you say that like it's surprising. Like, we're like, no way! Breaking news! Yeah, Matthew would let him put him in a cage! Come on.
I am interested to know how it's going to end. Is she going to get her baby and go or what?
It'll be interesting to see. I definitely do think that there is somehow going to be bringing this back to Nicole and Eric. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
I want them to bring it back to Teresa and have Teresa come back to Salem.
Correct. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But, you know, the best part of any week in this week was Victor glaring across the courtyard at Eric.
No.
His glaring.
Victor could sip a cup of tea.
How dare you laugh in the square?
How dare you?
He was glaring at him. It reminded me of when Eve used to see JJ and Paige out.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yep. He was definitely there. Speaking of people being robbed from daytime Emmys, John Aniston was definitely robbed. He should have one in his pocket.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not even talking about this year's daytime Emmy. Yeah. That was just a total. Everybody waste. I thought would win didn't win.
Yeah. No.
Except Kate Manzi.
Right.
Love.
Yeah. All right, Mikey.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye, Mike. We have another caller. Hi, caller. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lisa from Georgia. How are y'all doing?
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
I'm okay. I just had a question. You know how it ended Friday with Brady having something wrong with his heart?
Yes.
I'm wondering, do you think they're possibly going to give him another new heart with Nicole leaving and all?
That crossed my mind.
As long as I'm okay with him getting a new heart, as long as he doesn't hear music and find Summer by the Ocean.
Yes, we don't need to go back there, do we?
No. And I'm okay with it if I can have the old one and step on it.
You're talking about a dead man's heart.
So no one's so it's not going to hurt anybody.
I was talking about because I was wondering if we're possibly going to get to see Daniel again before she leaves.
Oh, sweet so Jesus! That's what I was, don't even.
Yeah, talk, yeah, that's why. That's what I was talking about earlier.
I can't.
Yeah, but, you can't.
But
you
we
won't.
Hope they don't go there.
Well, you know what? I will tell you, Lisa. I will tell you this. I know we're supposed to be talking about this later, but I'm going to talk about it now because you brought up Dan. Dr. Dan, that is. I was trying with all of my might on the red carpet of the
daytime
Emmys, and Matthew
there.
Was there.
Yes.
He can testify. He was there, of course, with Ari Zucker, and they literally did interviews leading right up to us.
Yeah.
But I think I was talking to somebody. I was doing another interview.
You were talking to me saying, do I have to? I don't want
no,
to.
No, no, no. That wasn't happening. But I was interviewing
no,
somebody
No, that
else,
wasn't happening.
I
am
I really
kidding.
Was trying to get an interview with Daniel because I knew right up there with me interviewing Billy Finn, me interviewing Sean Christian would have probably blown up the internet.
Yeah.
But I did not, unfortunately, get to talk to either of them. They kind of scurried around us and kept going.
Yeah.
So.
I am so excited that you got to go. I'm sure that was a lot of fun.
It was a very big learning experience. A lot of fun. It was sometimes overwhelming,
yep.
But it was a great experience. Absolutely.
And Ari's here. That was a little different, but pretty for her. So.
Say it again.
Her hair.
Oh, orange yeah, yeah. Hair, the white yeah. Her hairstyle.
She looked beautiful. Everybody looked She's, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right. Well,
thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for calling,
hey,
Lisa.
Sorry, Mr. Drag Race Show, whatever that's called.
It's
now.
On the internet. You can watch it anytime.
Yes, definitely. Please let us know when you do it again.
I sure will. I sure will. Thank you, Lisa.
Bye, right. Lisa.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
We have another one.
It doesn't look like it.
Nope.
Well, right. Then let's talk some more about the Daytime Emmys.
Okay. It was wonderful.
Yep.
We saw so many great people. Mm-hmm. We got to talk to a lot of them. All of the interviews are up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. If you go to YouTube.com, type in 2017.
I think if you just type in AfterBuzz 2017 Daytime Emmys, you'll get our whole, because we have them all in one.
Mark and I like to finish each other's sentences here block. At AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah, we do.
Aside from Billy.
I love.
Billy Flynn.
Thank you. Just proving our point.
Aside from Billy Flynn, who was your favorite red carpet interview?
You know what's so funny? And I was telling, my mom called and we were talking about it because she went to a friend's house to watch all my videos, and which was very sweet. Thank
that
you, Mom.
That is sweet.
She was worried she couldn't do it herself. I'm like, just hit play, girl. I said, what's funny was the ones, I mean, don't get me wrong, obviously I love all the Days of Our Lives people, and I know them, and it's easy to have a conversation with them and talk to them about days. It was the people that I think I wasn't expecting it to be interesting.
Yeah.
And they turned out to be interesting. Like, when I interviewed the chairman of the National Academy of Television Arts and Science, who runs the Daytime Emmys, you know, his PR person came over and said, do you want to interview him? I know you're always like, okay, well, yeah, what am I going to do?
It's a little nerve-wracking because you're like,
I don't
spot.
Know anything about them. You know, I can ask them about the red carpet. I can ask them about the Daytime Emmys, but what are you going to really talk about?
It's a way to hone your improv skills,
oh,
too.
Oh, completely. But that one ended up being a lot of fun just because we talked about, he was talking about how the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, mm-hmm. which is where they were held, hadn't been used in a long time. They had never done the Daytime Emmys there before, and he was talking about the history of the stage.
Yes.
And it was the stage where Michael Jackson
performed the moonwalk
for the first time. And so then I said, and they had told me he opens the show. The PR guy had told me before he came up, and I was like, oh, so does that mean you're going to open the show with the moonwalk? I don't know. It just turned into this really fun, laughy, jokey kind of, I don't know. And now when I watch it back, I'm like, that was a lot of fun. Like, I think that's the stuff that I really enjoyed were the ones that I didn't know much about or was put on the spot and I had to come up with something. Ended up being
and
some of my favorites.
And you come up with it. It's amazing
you just
how
kinda
you
have
just,
to do
yeah,
it.
You wing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was fun. You, which was your favorite?
Well, I really did.
Mine.
Of yours?
No, I'm
actually
kidding.
I know you were kidding, but my favorite of yours was the Billie Jean interview because the anticipation was great.
Right.
And it was a great interview. And I loved at the top of the interview, you ask if I'm rolling because I'm recording Marcus. He's doing his interviews and he's recording mine. And just there was such excitement.
Yeah.
About that interview from the fans and from you and Gina and Billy.
Yeah.
Everyone was looking forward to it.
Yeah. It was funny, too, because I actually saw Gina first.
Yes.
Because she was standing, she had kind of walked away from Billy so he could do press. So she was standing up against the back, the step and repeat in the back. And I was, you know, of course, you're looking down the line, there's a lot of people, and you're trying to look and see who's coming, and then you hear all the other press people saying, oh, so-and-so's coming, so-and-so's coming. Then the PR person's coming, holding up signs, and you're just like, nope, not right now. But
don't know them. Keep moving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sorry. And I look over and I just see Gina standing and she just kind of goes and waves like the cute little wave. And I was just like, oh my God. And then of course I'm like, where's Billy? He's not far. And then they actually started to walk away, but then he turned and saw me and he's like, nope, I got to do this.
Yep.
So that was very sweet. Thank you, Billy, for doing that. So yeah, it was fun. It was exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, it was fun. But what was your favorite to do?
My favorite, there were a couple. It's hard to narrow it down. Pearson Fode from Bold and the Beautiful is just so much fun.
Yeah.
One person who I hadn't met before, a girl from General Hospital named Eden McCoy, had such genuine excitement that it was
AfterBuzz. She was the young blonde girl?
Yes.
Yes, I agree with that.
She came up and she went after Buzz.
Yeah.
And which is, that's such a nice feeling, right, that she came here and had a wonderful experience. And her interview wasn't with me when she was in studio.
Right.
It was with James Lott Jr.
And that,
but she had such a nice experience that she was excited to talk to us, which was fun.
Right.
Talking to Maria Menounos was also fun.
Yeah. And I got to talk to Ross Matthews.
Yes. So. Which was... He was fun before the cameras even started rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was fun. And the other one that I... And this was actually really sweet, too.
Yep.
Is we were with Ray Lynn for Black Hollywood Live.
Yep.
We kind of shared a spot. So we were helping her run her camera as well. So if you guys want to see more videos outside of Days of Our Lives, check out Ray Lynn's. I don't know. I'm assuming just Black Hollywood Live, 2017 Daytime Emmys. You'll see Ray Lynn's interviews. She does interview Gladys Knight.
Yes. Who's stunning.
She interviewed one of the producers of the Steve Harvey Show, stuff like that. So there are definitely other ones if you guys want to see them. But she was interviewing Carla Hall from The Chew.
Yes.
And I love Top Chef. And Carla Hall might be one of my all-time favorite Top Chef contestants.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because I was leaning back out of the way so I wasn't in Ray Lynn's shot. And I was literally ear-to-ear smiles because I just love Carla so much and she makes me smile. And her PR person saw me and snuck around to the side of me and tugged on my jacket. And she was like, do you want to interview her too?
Like
she could literally tell from my face how like excited I was to see her. She was like, I got to get this guy. And she was like, she's going to do one over there and then I'll bring her back. And she did. She brought her back to me. So that was very, very sweet. And she was a hoot.
Yeah.
She was just, and I just love her. I just love, love, love her. So that's on there too. It was a very fun day.
I got to talk to Eric Martzoff. Yeah. I got to talk to Vincent Irizarry. And
And Suzanne Rogers and Patrika Darbo.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like when I see them, I'm seeing friends. And they love what we do and love that we love them.
We
in
did
the show.
Miss quite a few.
Yes.
We missed a lot of the ones and Kyler.
A lot of the ones that we miss, it kind of is out of our control because they're being ushered and pulled in 20 different directions.
Right.
Congratulations to Kate Manzi, though, who won for Best Supporting Actress on Days of Our Lives.
She had an amazing co-star.
She did have an amazing co-star.
You're welcome.
After the show ended, I walked out of the awards show, and in the little waiting area, I turned around and I saw Billy. And on one side of Billy was Marcy, and on the other side was Kate. And I thought, oh my God, this is it was such a weird, I'm seeing both Abigails and Chad. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was just so happy to be there.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a great time.
Yep.
It was a great time. I was glad to do it.
Yeah. And make sure to check out those interviews. Like I said, go to YouTube.
And FYI, I told you when you got here today, I do not know how I missed it. If some of you guys I know watch them all when we put them up right away. There's another one I just added today. I don't know how I missed it. I sincerely apologize to James Lastovic and Paige Searcy. I actually interviewed them, and I was halfway through the week this week, and I was like, wait a minute.
Where did that interview
remember.
Go?
I'm like, did I post that? And I just don't remember. And I was looking through it, and I was like, oh my God, I hope we didn't not hit play or record. But it was there, and before the show today, I just put it up on, I just tweeted it out, if you want to see my interview with James Lastovic and Paige Searcy.
And to me, Paige Searcy was at, if not the number one, she was definitely toward the top of the best dress list, in my opinion. She looked phenomenal. Yeah. And James Lastovic looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
They looked beautiful on each other's arms. But we are out of time.
Oh my gosh.
It was
James is gonna come bursting in here again if we don't shut up.
Make sure to follow James on Twitter. You can follow Tony on Twitter at Lounge with Tony. You can follow this funny one on
Instagram
all social
and Twitter, Lorraine
Love.
LorraineLove.
There you go. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will be back.
We don't have our outro music. I don't know. It hasn't started yet. Maybe she's not in there.
Maybe not.
To wrap us up.
Should we just talk until we hear the music?
Until Alexis tells us we have to go?
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for James Lott Jr. to come in.
Burst through that door again.
Like, girls, what's taking so long?
He's busy.
Oh, okay.
We're just wrapping up. But you're doing RuPaul's Drag Race after show today, right?
Give me 25 minutes, and we're half hour, and we'll be back up again doing RuPaul's Drag Race. And I'll talk about DragCon if you want to hear that, because me and Jay were there.
Yes, and I'll be joining James Lott Jr. on The Bold Breakdown at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you.
Alexis, do you want to tell them where they can follow you? Because we never ask you that. And rude of us.
No, it's all good.
Where can we follow you?
You guys can find me all over the interwebs at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890.
And Alexis, what after shows do you do if they want to watch you on another, on this side of the camera?
I would just suggest following me because I'm doing 8 shows this year.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. Atta girl, but make me feel like an idiot.
No. It's don't do it. I don't suggest it. Especially because I'm planning a wedding and working right? A lot. But tonight I'm doing Bob's Burgers at 8:30 and Jedi Alliance on our sister network, Popcorn Talk.
Oh, perfect.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, thank you for being fabulous as always, Alexis. And fans, thank you for always being fabulous. We will see you next Sunday. Good night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.